Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. The Block, it's coming back, baby, at 7 o'clock on Channel 9 for what is being called a tree change. Shelley Craft joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. 18 seasons of The Block and you're back again. We're excited to see it.
We are. But is it this time 7 a shock? There's so much going on.
Let's keep the rhyming thing going on. It's 7 a chock-a-block. You know what I'm saying? It's 7 a stock, 7 a, I got a clock. I got nothing.
But Shelley, we got a little bit of a sneak preview yesterday.
We did.
And there was drama right off the get-go. I think this is a block first. A couple leaving within the first 2 days. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, you are. Look, we've had a lot of idle threats before, but no one's actually followed through. But can I just put it out there? This is all over and done with within the first few days of the show. So for all those diehard Reno fans that say, please, no more drama. We just want to see some building. There's plenty of building as well. There's plenty of renovation. There's plenty of action that happens on site. This is just something that, you know, as you say, we've never experienced before. And in 18 series, you know, that's a surprise for us because I thought we'd seen it all. But to make the tree change as well, something we've never done before, mm-hmm. There's a lot of firsts that we'll see throughout this next 12-week journey.
Well, of course, last season is all about the cheating scandal that took over The Block. And that lived up to the hype because that was like legitimately someone cheating. We've got people storming off this season. And this year, I understand the biggest problem you had was mud.
Oh, look, is everyone going soft or is The Block just getting harder and harder? I'm not sure.
Bit of both.
How... But the mud, oh my goodness. So the filming is happening in Gisborne, which is at the foothills of the Macedon Ranges in Victoria. It's about 40 minutes from the CBD itself. So this idea of moving regional has been something that we've been thinking about as a show for many years, and the timing hasn't been quite right. And of course, you know, all opportunities lined up, everything presented itself when it had to. And so here we are.
Now, Shelley, I'm going to talk about my feud with Scotty Cam. Yesterday, I had a chat with him and we've decided to put out a bit of a challenge. He's trying to promote his dog's Instagram account. He wants to get more followers, Frankie Cam the Cowpie. He's trying to push for it. However, I said, you know what? I want to push my cat's Instagram. If he's going to push his dog's, I want to push my cat. So we're currently right now trying to battle it out to get the most amount of followers. As of yesterday,
Has your cat got skills? Can your cat drive a ride-on mower?
No, but I'm going to teach it.
Can your cat carry a hammer?
No, I know this is all the things the dog can do. But I can teach Winston. There's still time. However, Shelley, I want your support. I was just on your Instagram. You've got a lot of followers. If you could give any love to my cat, Winston the Whiny, it would be greatly appreciated, mainly just to shove it in Scotty Can's face.
Oh, you know that I'm Camp Frankie all the way.
Oh, come on. You can follow both. Help me out, please.
She is the star of the show. She's in every scene. She is by his side the whole time. Frankie had eyes for nobody but Scotty. You could couldn't get her to look at anyone else sideways. She just dotes and loves him so much. And it was great to have her on set the whole time as well.
Shelley, just please look at the Instagram account, Winston the Whiny. Make up your own mind. But if you follow Winston the Whiny, I'm not pushing hard. But if you follow it, you follow it. You know what? I'm not going to watch the... I am going to watch The Block. Oh, my kidding. 7 o'clock, Channel 9, The Block, Shelley Craft. Thanks for the chat. We appreciate it, as always.
See you soon, guys. Bye.